Welcome to the Lucky Titan Podcast. Here you will learn how to fill your favorite platform with tons of your dream customers from some of the world's top entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Josh Tapp. Now let's get started. What is up, everybody? Josh Tapp here again, and welcome back to the Lucky Titan. And today we are here with Tanya Eberhardt. I had to like look at your name because I forgot how to pronounce it. And Michael Carr. Super excited to have these two on here. We very rarely get two people to show up to an interview, and we very rarely get them to show up on the same camera. So I'm excited that you two decided to nail your personal branding right off the bat, because that's what we're here to talk about. So we're here to really talk deep into personal branding, into building your brand face. These guys, that's their company, it's called Brand Face, and they've got a great podcast you should all check out. We'll link everything in the description below. But I want to kick this off today by just saying, can you guys once again tell us the story of how you two got into business together? Because you're not spouses, I assume, yes?
Sort of.
Yeah. We asked one time, right? If we dated each other, and our answer was, we don't date anybody else.
Right. It's a way of answering and not answering at the same time.
I love it. So it's a partnership and a partnership. So I love it.
Total partnership from word go. And that's why we usually can do pretty quick interviews even with both of us. So
Yeah. So how we got met, how we met is that Michael became my client in 2013. And he needed help with his personal brand. He was coming off of the road of 7 years of traveling as a real estate auctioneer all over the country. Wow. and was licensed in 31 states as an auctioneer and a broker. And he was coming back home because the REOs and the foreclosures were kind of closing down, right? And he was coming back home to build his real estate brokerage. Well, there's a funny story, which we won't take you through all of it, but my aunt, she was in her 70s at the time, she tricked us into meeting each other. She was one of Michael's real estate agents and told Michael, Tanya is expecting your call. And she told me, Michael is expecting your call. And she also told Michael, what did she tell you about your marketing?
It stinks. She said, your marketing stinks and you need my niece to help you.
So that's how we got together. That's it. And then in the first year of building Michael's brand, in the very first year, his revenue actually quadrupled. And that was a big sign that's like, hey, you know what? This works incredibly in this space. You know, of course, personal branding works in every space, and the principles are the same no matter what industry or genre that you're in. But it worked so well, and we realized at the time that there was a partnership here. There was an opportunity. And so I asked him to help co-write the second book in the series, which was Brand Face for Real Estate Professionals. And then a couple of years later, we did Brand Face for Entrepreneurs together as well. And so that kind of brought our partnership, you know, fast forward. And then he became a partner in the company. And I don't know if I left you much to answer, Michael.
That's all right. That's exactly how I would have answered it.
Get to the point.
I mean, I didn't intend to send you down a rabbit hole anyway, so that was great. I thank you for being concise on that. I love that you two have been able to not only, you know, thrive in business, but be able to show it in a way that's is unique, right? That's a great personal branding tool. And I want to kind of use that as a dovetail into my first question for you, which is really, you know, there's a lot of difference out there, say branding, personal branding, whatever. And it's just kind of thrown out there as it's like clumped into marketing, or it's completely separate, or it's part of sales, or, and the truth be told, I don't think there's like a definitive answer on what branding is. So would you mind giving us your definitive answer on that?
We have the definitive answer. Tanya wrote the definitive answer. Branding. Yeah. Look, marketing is using various platforms to get your message out there. Billboards, radio, print ads, whatever you're going to do, Facebook ads, whatever you're going to do, YouTube ads. Your brand is that message. And this is where people mess up the most. This is a number one mistake we see with entrepreneurs. It was a mistake that I made in my business. You must have a brand and a direction and a message to the right ideal person before you start marketing. So the number one mistake that we see entrepreneurs make is what I did. You go out there and you spend a lot of money in marketing, hoping that something makes the phone ring. And then you hate marketing because marketing doesn't work. When you build a brand, then you have a trackable way of making your marketing dollars work. You have a trackable ROI, and then you can scale and build your business from there. You have to have a brand. Mm-hmm. She taught me this, and I have preached nothing but that for the last 8 years.
He's very passionate about it. And I love that. Yeah. Yes. And I would like to just add to that, you know, there are, like you said, a lot of definitions. Some people define brand as reputation. Some people define brand as perception. And it is all of those things. But here's the way that we look at it. Okay. No matter what it is, we look at it as why, if when you have an opportunity to influence the way that you show up in the world, in other words, your brand should teach people how to treat you. Why wouldn't you influence the way you show up? So thoughtfully pull together, who are your ideal customers? What are the things that make you unique, right? There are five questions that every great brand should answer. And they're, who do you serve? How do you serve them? What qualifies you to serve them? How does it make their life better? And what makes you different from everybody else in your space also attempting to serve those same people? So to us, that's what a brand is telling that story that gives that perception that teaches people how to treat you.
Yeah. Love that. See, and what I love about that is that we look at brand and the brand voice, you see it's done in different ways, right? I'm kind of curious your take on this, because you have the people who say they need to be branded under an ideal, right? So, I mean, you look at like the funnel hacker community, right? Or, yeah, it's the lady boss community. You look at the Apple community, right? Where it's like a badge of honor to wear their logo, right? Whereas then there's the personal brand side where it's building your own name and having that name recognition, like a Dean Graziosi, Tony Robbins type person, right? So that being said, where do you start? Like what should you be focusing on?
Well, first of all, you need to focus on those five questions, truthfully, because it all starts with your passion, though, truthfully, you know,
I agree, and
you can speak to that. You know, I think this is a great opportunity for you to speak to why you started your brokerage.
Mm-hmm. I got tricked into that too. It was not my plan to do it, but it just sort of made sense. I came back to my hometown after traveling, after having offices in Irvine, California, Seattle, Washington, Manhattan, Miami. We were all over the place, licensed in 31 states. You know, good auctioneers are always working themselves out of a job. That's what I did. I came back home. I bought some property. I was young. I was like, what am I going to do now? And then the other side of that said, hey, we work good together. Let's open up a brokerage. And that's what I did. And then after that is when I began to realize the importance of, to your question, what is the difference in personal branding or an ideal of? And we teach that personal branding is important to any entrepreneur that is forward facing in their business, right? So especially any service industry, it's very important that people know who you are. And we already know in the world of the internet, they're going to look you up before they call you. They're probably going to reach out to you in some other way besides picking up the phone and calling you, right? And that message needs to be concise and perfect to that ideal customer and why they should want to contact you back. And it has to answer those five questions. Now, you can still be branded personally under an ideal or for what you stand for or for what your experience level is. There's dozens of different ways to do that. But we find that people do business with a person. They don't do business with a logo. So you cannot just say, hey, I've got a photo and I've got a tagline and I've got a logo picture and a tagline and now I'm branded. That's just a portion of being branded. There's plenty more elements to actually building that culture.
Because in and of themselves, the logo, the photo, the tagline, that does not tell your entire story. And the brand cannot be complete without the why. And you can't tell the why in a logo, right? You have to tell the why in a story.
To use my example, I've been actively involved in over 78,000 residential real estate transactions. That's more than any one broker in history ever. It just was the way it worked out. I was licensed in 31 states. I've sold hundreds and hundreds of properties. I was involved with an auction in the LA Convention Center where we had 10,000 bidders and we sold $122 million worth of residential real estate in one day. If we'd had Guinness there, we'd be in the book. We just didn't have the foresight to put it there, right?
So when it comes to personal brand though, right? You're saying you need to focus on not only just the personal, but it can be an object, an item. Is that what you're saying? Like, I'm a little bit confused on that.
Okay. So when you say an object or item, can you clarify for me the question?
Yeah. So what you guys were talking about was saying, you know, it could be like, you could be a funnel hacker. You could be a titan. Like in our case, that's how we brand, is like, hey, you become a titan, right? Got it. Like, how do you visualize that?
Okay. So we look at that. In fact, in our 3D process of building a personal brand, we do define, develop, and display. So what you're talking about is in that definition phase, right? So first of all, what is it you do, right? Who do you do it for? You know, how does it help them? Answering those five questions we talked about earlier. But then in the very beginning stages, we come up with what we call a brand identifier. And that's really just a tagline or a slogan, because it helps to get the prospect's mind there faster. So it's that 75 mile an hour that if I see nothing else but Abundant Life Broker, it's like, that's interesting, because that happens to be Michael's brand identifier. That's right. What he's known for. So if we think about it like this, Josh, think about it like the cover of a book. And that's really what your brand is. Your brand is your story. It's your book, right? So however, you cannot put the entire contents of your story on the cover of the book. No one would read it and no one could read it. So you've got to put something on the cover of that book that's very compelling, that stops people in their tracks and gets them to say, ah, that's what this person is known for, or that's the space I'm putting them in my mind before I even open the first page of that book, because the goal of that is to get your ideal prospects to crack open the first page of that book. And so when you say it could be focused on a thing or it could be focused on an ideal, yes, there are several different things it could be focused on. But more than anything, it's like, what do you want to be known for? What is that sticking part or that hook, so to speak, that will get them to want to dig more and dig deeper into the brand?
Yeah. Well, and you kind of touched on that with the three Ds. Do you mind diving into those three? Because obviously that's like the leader here.
Absolutely. Okay. I'll start off with the define. And in the define phase, we look at a couple of different things. First of all, who are your ideal prospects? And we even have a great a formula to help people choose that we call the HEAP code. And we'll go through that in just a moment if you'd like. But
please do. Yeah.
Okay. So we help people choose that first, and we look at four different criteria. I'll let you take those.
On the HEAP?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Okay. So we look for, we get them and we interview with them, and one of our staff members does, and we talk about H, who can you help, right? When we're trying to bring in focus, who you're going to go after with your messaging. E, who do you enjoy working with? A, who appreciates the work that you do? And this could either be ethereal or past experience, right? And then P, who is profitable for you in that space? Because profit's not a bad word. It's a great word. It's a fantastic word. And so, you know, it seems simplistic to do that, but we know from our own life experiences and business experiences, as well as thousands of clients, that people can grab the shiny as fast as they can grab it. The brand new tool that's going to make them millions, right? Without ever getting out of bed. And that just doesn't work. That's just not real for those of us who know. So we take the HEAP formula to help bring into focus the define phase. Because before we can talk to people, we got to know who it is we're talking to, so right. We know what to say to them, because one message doesn't cover it all,
right?
And you can't do business with everybody.
And for those people out there who are sitting there thinking, well, I don't really want to box myself in. If I focus too much in this one little area, I'm going to lose all these people over here. Nonsense. Listen to me carefully. Okay. What I'm saying here is, you want to focus on that ideal prospect, because you do not want to waste your time, money, and marketing effort going after everyone. It will never work. If you put your time, money, and effort on who you want to attract into your life and business every day, that puts you on a path that is undeniable and also guides your entire business and everything you do from the moment you wake up in the morning. It does not mean that you don't ever work with anybody outside of that framework again. It just means you don't spend your time, money, and effort trying to attract them. Okay. Right. So that's one part of the define phase. And then the other part is defining your point of differentiation, the one you're going to market on, you know? So it's the truth is everyone has multiple points of differentiation. We don't just have one thing that sets us apart. We have multiple things. So when we take somebody through the branding process, we look at all of those things and we factor that in and say, okay, maybe it is this one thing that you want to be known for. Maybe it's a blend of two or three things, but one thing is for sure. It has to be significant and meaningful to the people you're trying to attract. So there is that formula there. And once we complete that and we come up with this brand identifier that says based on the people you're trying to attract, the things that make you unique and give you the ability to deliver those things, this is your brand identifier and what we're going to build that brand around. Michael is the abundant life broker. We built that brand around what he wants to be known for, and that's providing an abundant life to all of the agents that work for him. So that's the define phase.
Do you mind if I ask a question about that as well? I'm going to give you a scenario because a lot of the people who listen to this show, we've heard a lot. You need to know your ideal client.
Right.
How do you determine that person when you already have clients? Because I know for myself, there have been times, but in other companies I've owned where I'd wake up in the morning and go, I just do not want to work with this person anymore. You know, I think we've all experienced that. And I wouldn't say the word hate, because I don't think hate's the right word. I just think that we get to a point where we just get burned out of a certain type of person. And I'm curious, because a lot of the people listening to the show are at that point. Right? They're saying, oh my goodness, I'm working with the wrong person, right? But they don't even know where to turn at this point. How do you help them identify that? Because there's an idealistic situation and then there's what's the reality of what you actually want?
Yeah, you have to make that decision, right? I like to tell my people, don't you want to dance with the person you came with. First off, if you've built seven figures or plus off of one particular person, now you're burnt at dealing with that person. We would want to know why right off the bat that would be the case. Right. And it is possible that, you know, you're just a superhuman that's able to work that to build that kind of income with people you don't like. It's usually not the case. You know what I mean? Usually there was something that attracted you to that particular clientele. Let's figure out why that is. Or it could be that it just is time for a shift in that defeat. I that's the best answer that I can give for you. Because
other than the HEAP code.
Yeah, other than the HEAP code, of course, right? And then the HEAP code is really based upon how you're going to spend your money. Because that is the key. Like you take the real estate business and people say, well, won't I sell a house to anybody that wants to buy one? Yes, you will, as long as you've got time, it fits in your schedule, right? But you don't want to spend money on first-time home buyers if all of your clientele have been empty nesters. Why would you do that? Like, unless it was time and you have maximized where you are with your team on that and you want to add that as another vertical, that's a different story for a different podcast, right? But if you're talking about just looking for your ideal customer, yeah, we'll sell a house to anybody that wants it, but we're going to spend our money on, hey, empty nesters, or we're going to spend our money on first-time home buyers or the such. So
actually, Josh, I have a lot of pain in that area you're talking about. So I'd like to share my quick little story about that.
Yeah.
I was in the radio industry for 18 years. And when I left the radio industry, I had this bright idea that I was going to open up this consulting firm and I was going to consult media outlets on how to utilize the internet, because all they were doing was coming to me and saying, the internet's taking all of our money, you know, and I'm going, the internet, you realize no one owns the internet, right? So you have the opportunity to utilize that tool as well as anybody. So instead of just selling TV commercials or just selling newspaper ads, sell a TV commercial combined with sending them online to a landing page to fulfill your client's needs, right? So I did that. It was miserable. It was absolutely miserable. I spent probably four and a half years doing that. And they were so entrenched in the old way of doing things that you couldn't break that paradigm. And so I just hit a wall. And even though I was making great money doing it, it was not fulfilling for me. So I had to sit back and say, what is it that I really love doing in life? And that's when I came to BrandFace. That's actually how BrandFace came about, was because I was sick and tired of hearing the same thing after so many years.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. That's a great story. And I appreciate that. So do you mind moving on from a time perspective? Can you move on to the develop or the display sections? Because that's
Yes. So develop is where, all right, you've got the cover of the book, if you will, using that same analogy. They're going to crack the book now because you got them to stop at 75 miles an hour and recognize something that they liked about your brand identifier. And they want to know more about it. And then the develop phase is where we begin to tell them that. And a lot of that is where the answers to the questions that every brand has to answer comes into play. Who do you serve? How do you serve them? What qualifies you to serve them? How does it make their life better? And what makes you different in that space from your competitors? This is where we draw that out in things like spotlight sheet, your elevator pitch, your biography, everything that goes around with it. That's all part of the development phase, but it doesn't stop at the words. We have to have the right corresponding pictures and background images, colors, logos, and things that come together to work together to continue to push that story that everybody's really interested in. Of why they want to do business with you. Why do they want to do business? How easy is it going to be to do business with you before they ever start to do business with you? These are things that every one of our clients think about before they do it. And then so those are the areas that I don't think people spend enough time on. We look at 77 different criteria for that to build that out. Then we have the photo shoots and the pictures, because a picture's worth 1,000 words, but it's got to be the right picture for the right 1,000 words, right? You can't write the words for one thing and take a picture for another and it ever, you know, begin to work in somebody's mind. That's pretty much the development phase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. Well, it's funny because instead of handing them a dictionary worth of pictures, they're not going to read the dictionary, right? You're trying to say, what's the one thing that you want? What's the one page that you're looking for? So yes. I loved your analogy.
Just thought exactly. Okay, display is super simple. It means you take everything that we've created with this brand, the brand messaging, all the brand imagery, the story, everything, and you display it correctly and consistently everywhere. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to see one thing on Facebook and something else on Instagram and yet something else on TikTok. You want this constant theme of who you are, what you stand for, who you serve on everything. The same look and feel. You know, you want that across the board because people come to you from many different avenues or many roads coming at you these days, right? And many roads leading to you. So you want to make sure all those roads are consistently displaying that brand.
And believe it or not, Josh, is one of the hardest things with our clients. That consistency of everywhere is the magic sauce that most people be, well, you know, I'll put my brand on my Facebook ads, but I don't put it on my YouTube or I don't put it on my newsletter. I don't put anywhere. Like, no, everywhere. It has to be everywhere.
And a question on that, I don't know if you guys know this, we have a company that does this. That's why it's funny that you brought that up. I'm like, hey, thank you. You're nailing it home for us, right? It's like, perfect. You need to be consistent everywhere that you are. I'm curious, when they're just kind of starting out, most of these entrepreneurs aren't new, they have a team, but if they're a new entrepreneur, do you recommend starting with one platform or do you recommend saying being everywhere, doing it yourself, hiring it out? I'm just curious on that. Because display is, in my opinion, one of the hardest things to accomplish.
Yeah, it is very hard to accomplish. And it is a never-ending road. That's where I really want to put all your new entrepreneurs at ease. My company is 30 years old, 24 years old in the real estate space. We really just started what we're doing 8 years ago. We are still working on platforms to build them out. So build them out as you can build them out. There's plenty of resources these days. You can hire virtual assistants. You can get on Fiverr and help people will help you out. Just literally thousands of places that you could go where you don't have to hire an employee, but you can break down the things that they can do for you to start building all of your social medias out. But you don't have to say, you know what, I got to spend 20 hours every day building out LinkedIn at the same time as Facebook is the same. Pick the one you're comfortable with. Get some traction and success for it, but just be sure they're still displayed the same. So if somebody stumbles up on my LinkedIn, we don't spend a lot of time on LinkedIn in my real estate company, but it looks exactly the same it does if they see me on Facebook or if they go to my website and they click every one of my social medias. We spend a lot more time on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube than we do those others. And we're still adding. We will continue to add because there'll be a lot more invented, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that entirely. That's awesome. Because I do think it's a living, breathing thing. It doesn't take hard work. In a Saturday, you can sit down and you can have every platform at least look and feel the same way, even if you're not posting to all of them daily. So I love that.
And we love multi-purpose.
One of the hardest for my staff was Google. And I kept telling them, Google, look, If you post it on Facebook, go post it on Google. I bet I said that 1,000 times. And now they post it on Google usually before they do Facebook. So, you know, it's
well, especially in that niche, that's huge. So I love that. Man, yeah, great stuff. I could ask you guys questions about this all day, but I love the 3D methodology. And for those of you who might be saying, well, I'm stuck, I'm lost, I don't know where I'm supposed to go next, these guys are willing to meet with you for free. So put your mind at ease, right? This is something I think every single one of you should take them up on, because this is a great way to get you kickstarted towards actually getting your brand in the right place. So where can people go to connect with you guys?
Discussyourbrand.com. You know, because that's what you want to do, right? You want to discuss your brand.
We do too. We love to talk about it. We're very passionate about it. It's her fault. I didn't even know what a brand was until she came around. Now it's all about eat, live, sleep.
Ruined you in all the best ways, right?
That's right. I like to think so.
Well, guys, I appreciate you coming on and sharing all this great advice for entrepreneurs. I just want to ask you one final question to wrap this up. So, if you could give our audience one final parting piece of guidance about branding, what would that be?
Unveil your inner star, really, because your branding is, you want to put your best face out there to the world, right? And I know there are a lot of people out there that say, well, your customers will decide what your brand is at the end of the day. No, to me, your customers will decide whether they will do business with you or not, but you have the ability to influence how other people see you and view you. And you are a star, and I want you to know that. And that's what we specialize in, is really helping you find what are those most beautiful, most special things about you and pulling it out in the brand, because you have a lot to offer.
I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Lucky Titan Podcast. If you've learned anything from this or any other episode, make sure you rate it and share it with another entrepreneur it could help. Thanks again, and I'll catch you on the flip side.